Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, more muscular, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, January 27th. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Really quick identification. My name is Thomas Tadlock, and I am a former celebrity trainer who turned vegan and then spent 9 months watching my body deteriorate as I was trying to attempt to do body transformation on my own body on a vegan diet, and it just failed miserably. Why? Because I had no idea what I was doing. Trying a lot of different methods. They didn't work out until finally one day I figured it out. That's right. I figured it out. Turned out that what I was eating wasn't the good stuff. It wasn't the right stuff. It wasn't helping my body. And then I finally pulled it off. Figured out how to build a whole lot of muscle. Built all my muscle back. And now I show people how to do the very same thing. Get lean. Get ripped. Get jacked on a 100% vegan diet. And now I can show people how to do it even faster than I was able to show people on a non-vegan diet. So speaking of getting results, getting lean, and getting jacked, I want to talk about something that is the absolute pinnacle of all of that right now. As you probably know already, your metabolism is one of the greatest factors in your ability to cut body fat, your metabolism. But you probably didn't realize that it's also your biggest factor in how effectively and how quickly you could build muscle too. That's right. The better your metabolism, the better your ability to build muscle and to lose body fat. So if this year, 2015, you want to get leaner, you want to get stronger, you want to get fitter, you want to get more jacked and lean and diesel, you have to raise your metabolism. There's just no way around it. You have to do it. And you know what? Here's the best part. Is the higher you raise your metabolism, the faster or the easier it is to get the results that you want, and the easier it is to keep the results with less effort. And I don't know about you, but as I get older, I like things that require less effort. And with a high metabolism, I've got an extremely high metabolism. It is easier now at 38 years old than it was when I was in my 20s to be able to maintain my body. Would you like to be able to have that kind of convenience? Imagine that. Doesn't matter how old you are. But anyway, so what I want to go over with you today are the we've got the Metabolic Mastery Intensive live seminar here in Austin coming up in a month, February 28th. We're almost sold out of this event. So if you're thinking about it, make sure you get over to metabolicmasteryintensive.com and get yourself in on the early bird special tickets. Now, I don't care if all of my seats get sold with just the early bird. It doesn't matter. I'm not out to try to make all the profits. It doesn't matter. We're good on that. I just want to get all the seats filled. So if you want to get in on the special, save a lot of money, get an extra ticket, get to metabolicmasteryintensive.com right now and get yourself in on the early bird special before the end of January. And then it switches over to regular pricing, which it almost doubles at that point. So anyway, I want to talk to you about three foods that you can start eating right away, starting today, that will dramatically raise your metabolism. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about why it's going to raise your metabolism. The word metabolism comes from the Greek word for change. So a lot of folks, when you think of metabolism, a lot of people think it's the number of calories that you burn when you're at rest, or I mean, that's pretty much it. That's like the big definition that a lot of people seem to hold. But it's not true. It's actually not the definition. The word metabolism comes from the Greek word for change, which means any change in your body, any change. In fact, the biological definition is the sum of all the processes, all the biological processes within a closed biological system, meaning your body. So that means everything that happens within your body is your metabolism. So that includes weight loss. That's the obvious one. But it also includes muscle gain too. It also includes your body's ability to fight off sickness and disease. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that in another episode. But when we think about what metabolism truly is, it's really your metabolism is a function, 100% a function of the health and the functionality of your cells. So if you're not losing weight as quickly as you think you should, if you are not building muscle at the speed that you think you should, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a big reason behind that. Now, let's say that you've tried everything. Let's assume that you've tried everything to either lose weight or build muscle, and you're just getting mediocre results at best. That means you've really tried everything. You've given a good fair shot. You've done it for a long period of time, and you've put a ton of effort into doing it, and still the results are kind of blah. Well, then there's a good chance, in fact, I'd be willing to bet anything on it, that it's your metabolism that's holding you back. If you think you're doing everything right, it's your metabolism that's holding you back. Because here's why. you know, you've got these fat cells in your body, and your fat cells need to release fatty acids. In order for them to release fatty acids, they need to get a signal, chemical signals in your body. We call those hormones to tell your fat cells to release the fatty acids. Well, then those hormones get released, that's a responsibility of other cells in your body. And those cells have to get the signal to release those hormones and so on and so forth. And if there's a kink anywhere in that chain, well, guess what? You're not going to lose the body fat that you want. The same goes for muscle building. The same exact thing goes for muscle building. So if you've got underfunctioning cells anywhere in your body, it is going to put a kink in the chain in your ability to get results, whatever those results might be. It's going to put a kink in it. So we want to raise our metabolism. So when we raise our metabolism, what we really want to do, and this is what raising your metabolism really means, we want to raise the health and the function of all the cells in your body, every single one of them. We want to raise the health and the function of your fat cells so that they can lose fat more effectively, which means we also want to raise the health and the function of the cells that tell the fat cells to turn on and to release fatty acids. Same with the muscle cells. We want to be able to increase the health and the function of the muscle cells. And we also want to increase the health and function of the cells that create the hormones that tell the muscle cells to grow when it's time to grow. I hope you see the significance of this. I hope you see it's not about just getting protein in. It's not about just getting enough carbohydrates in, because that's just all it is. It's just feeding one very specific small need that is part of a long chain of events that have to successfully occur in order for you to either successfully build muscle or to lose fat, and especially to lose fat rapidly. This is metabolism, folks. This is why I spend an entire day at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive Workshop teaching you this, because if you master this concept, ladies and gentlemen, you can have any body that you want for the rest of your life. You can create any amount of leanness that you want at will at any age. I've done it. I've had people in their 60s get ripped to shreds. Had a gentleman, owner of a very, very big company, for the first time in his life, he said he's always wanted a six-pack. Never had a six-pack. Never, ever had a six-pack his entire life, not even when he was a teenager. And then finally, he didn't think it could be done. I said, no, watch this. Let's raise your metabolism. You just got to listen to what I tell you to eat, and you got to train the way I tell you to train. And boom, 2 months later, homeboy at 56 years old got his first ripped to shreds six-pack. Guy wouldn't stop walking around his house with his shirt off. I mean, it was driving his family nuts to put your shirt back on. But he could. He was so proud of himself. I mean, he looked amazing. He looked like he was 17 years old. He looked like a 17-year-old athlete. But anyway, I'm sorry if I digress. Let's get into the foods right now that can help you do that. Now, there's a lot of foods. I show an entire menu. I show an entire menu in my premium and VIP package for Metabolic Mastery Intensive. I've got the Natural Epicurean Culinary School of Culinary Arts. They're going to be making these gourmet fast metabolism meals, and everybody there is going to be able to binge on them. Everybody who signs up for the premium and the VIP upgrades, they are going to be able to binge on those foods, raise their metabolisms, and feel amazing. Here are three foods that you can start applying and introducing more into your daily diet to raise your metabolism right away. Number one is kale. Why kale? Here's why. Kale is one of the most easily available, economically available, nutrient-dense foods that you could possibly eat. I mean, it's got everything. It's got vitamins. It's got minerals. It's got fiber. It's got carbohydrates. It's got protein. It's even got some omega-3s. It's just an amazing food. It's got so much stuff packed into it. The nutrient density of that food is just off the charts. I highly recommend that whatever you're eating right now, I don't care whatever you're eating, just start adding tons and tons and tons of kale every day, and you're going to notice some serious results happening. Whether you're exercising or not, you're going to start noticing everything from detox to more energy to you're going to start releasing some pounds. It's going to be awesome. So start pounding the kale as much as you can. That's number one. Another food of mine that I love to help people raise metabolism. This goes under the radar. It's nutritional yeast. You've probably never heard of that before. Well, this is the primary source of B12 for many, 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 many vegans. It's a way for you to get your B12 in without having to take a pill or a supplement. Nutritional yeast. It's loaded in protein. It's got your B12 in it. And why that's so important? B12 is an essential vitamin that plays a key role and fatty acid metabolism and amino acid metabolism. Amino acid metabolism. Hello. That means if you want to grow muscles, you're going to need to have healthy amino acid metabolism. If you want to lose body fat, you're going to have healthy fatty acid metabolism. B12 is involved in every one of those processes. If you have a lack of B12 or not enough in your diet, well, guess what? You're going to slow both of those things down. Nutritional yeast is a yellow flaky powder, I guess you could say. It's yellow flaky goodness. It tastes cheesy. It's 100% vegan. It's made from bacteria. Meat eaters get it because it's made from the bacteria that's found from the poop of the animals that they consume. Ew! Not from the meat. It's actually from the poop, fecal matter. That's right. That contain the bacteria that that create B12. That's how they get their B12. I prefer getting the nutritional yeast, not from the poop of animals that are sitting on my meat. But start ingesting that every day. Sprinkle a little bit on every one of your meals. It tastes amazing. I love it, and it makes you feel great. And it will drastically help support a faster metabolism. And I know you want that right away. B12, it's very cheap. You can get it at any natural grocery store in the bulk section. Again, it's called nutritional yeast, not brewer's yeast, nutritional yeast. Number three. Now, by the way, these aren't like the top three or anything. These are three of many, many foods that you can eat, which we go over at Metabolic Mastery Intensive. But these are three that I know are easily available to you right now that you can get started right away, raising your metabolism. Number three. I see this a lot. This is huge. Look, remember, metabolism is all about cellular function. And the food that I'm going to recommend, the third one, is chia seeds. Yeah, just plain old chia seeds. Chia seeds. Now, why chia seeds? Chia seeds for vegans is one of the richest source of omega-3 fatty acids out there. It's economically available. That means it's not expensive. You can get it at the bulk section at just about any natural grocery store. And I love them. I think they're delicious. You just soak them in water a little bit, and they gel up, and then you just consume it. You can put them in your smoothies, in your shakes. You can dump them in your cereal, in your food, however you want to do it. You get that in. Now, why are chia seeds so important? Here's why. Those omega-3s are so key. They're so key because here's why. Your cells, every cell in your body has a cell wall. And that cell wall are made up of omega-3s and omega-6s. Now, we get plenty of omega-6s, so we don't really need to worry about that. But here's the cool thing about omega-3s. I discovered this a long, long time ago. Even way before I became a vegan, I was using high doses of omega-3s to help get rapid results in fat loss for my clients. And the way it works, it was explained to me by one of the most famous biochemists out there who is just a master of fat loss, Dr. Scott Hayes. And he explained to me this way. He's like, well, listen, when you start increasing your omega-3 content, you start increasing the omega-3s that comprise the cell wall, the cell membrane of every cell in your body. I said, well, that's interesting. Why is that relevant? He said this, because look, if you've got a fat cell, I mean, you want your fat cells to be able to release fatty acids when you do cardio and when you're at rest and things like that. I said, absolutely. He's like, well, the only way that they will release fatty acids is if they get the signal to release them. So your body sends out the signal. It sends out the signal in the form of hormones. But those hormones need to dock. They need to dock, D-O-C-K. They need to connect to the fat cell to tell the fat cell to release the fatty acid. I said, yeah, it's kind of like if you want to open a door, because you want to open the doors to fat loss in the fat cell, if you want to open the door, you got to put the key in, you got to turn the key, and then you can open the door. However, what happens a lot is this, that the hormones are released, but they never successfully dock. Some of them never successfully dock to the fat cell because sometimes the cell wall is too rigid. So the receptor site, it's like the lock on a door. The receptor site is not angled the right way so that the hormone can successfully dock. You see, it's almost like you're trying to fit the key in the lock, but you're doing it sideways. It's never going to go in no matter how hard you push. So when you put more omega-3s into your system, you start creating more cell membranes or more of the cell membranes of your existing and new cells. You start making them made up of omega-3 fatty acids, omega-3s. And why that's significant is because omega-3s make it much more flexible and bendable. More omega-6s make them more rigid. They make them more rigid. So it's really easy to understand this. So imagine if you're trying to unlock this door, but you're coming in at an angle and there's nothing you can do about that and you can't fit the key in the lock. Imagine if the door is really flexible and bendy. And then as you push, it moves the lock so it angles towards your key and boom, you can go in. I thought, oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing. It makes the receptor sites easier to dock, so that you can get more successful docking of these hormones, which would equate to greater fat loss and greater muscle gain. Oh, what an amazing concept. And I remember I learned that, and I started putting my fat loss clients, this is even before I was vegan, through high doses of omega-3s, and we were getting insane results. People were losing anywhere between 12 to 19 pounds in 4 weeks once we started high dosing them with omega-3s. It's amazing. So you can get that with chia seeds. And I love chia seeds because they're delicious and they're 100% vegan. You don't have to worry about any of the negative side effects than if you were like getting it from fish oil or something like that. But anyway, I hope this helps. This is just a sampler, just a tiny little taste of everything that we're going to teach you and help you master at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. Folks, I've got 11 spots left. I highly encourage you, get those tickets right now. Here in Austin, Texas, we're going to be doing it February 28th. I'm going to blow your mind with what you're going to learn. You're going to have such mastery of your body. You're just not going to need to read another book on diet and exercise again. You're not going to need to hire another personal trainer. You're not going to need to have to go to another group for advice. You're going to know more than 99% of all the experts out there. You're going to be able to get results for yourself. And if you decide to coach other people, if you're a coach or a personal trainer, you're going to be able to double, triple the results that they're getting right now. Your clients are getting right now with the information that I'm going to teach you. And for many of you, that alone is worth the investment. I highly encourage you, if this is what you want to do, if you want to get leaner, you want to get fitter, you want to have an amazing body for the rest of your life, not just 2015, you need this information. You need this information. And the reason I say that is because nobody else is teaching it. There's no program out there that teaches this stuff, that puts it together. And the reason is this, because the experience isn't there. Listen, I've worked with over 25,000 people. I've got a lot of case studies of trial and error. Now, this is, and on top of that, you know, I've got my master's degree, my 10 national fitness certifications. It's all of that combined, all that experience has shown me what truly works and what doesn't. And then on top of that, as our primary advisor, you're going to be able to work with the vegan medical doctor, my wife, an MD with a certification, plant-based certification from Cornell. That's T. Colin Campbell's thing. It's an amazing resource for you. If the knowledge of how to do it and what to do and how to make it, to make it all make sense for you, if that's what's been really keeping you back, or if you find yourself constantly looking for new information, it's because you really haven't found information that works yet. This will just put an end to all of that. And I highly encourage you to do whatever it takes to get there, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to have a great, great time being able to finally unlock the secrets to the answers, or the answers to the questions that you've always had about how to achieve the body that you want. We're going to do that there. We're going to do that in one day. So you get to metabolicmasteryintensive.com and get yourself those early bird tickets so you can save a ton of money and be one of the last 11 to get in on these final spots. And let's just make 2015 the most amazing year you've ever had, and then on for the rest of your life. This is Thomas Tadlock. I thank you so much for letting me share that information. I hope you enjoyed this information. Please start including those three ingredients into your everyday diet every single day. And let's talk about how good you feel in the next few days. Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com. And I will catch you on the next podcast.